like the preacher to rush and hurry and to stir us up and make us. But it's good to settle down and get your Bibles. This is a beautiful psalm that I think I'll just read a little bit. Let's read. Just read a little bit in these psalms. O Lord, but search me and know me. There's nothing about you and I that God doesn't know. He search you. And he knows you. He knows everything. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking. It says that thou knowest my downsettings and mine uprising. Thou understandest my, notice there, my thoughts afar off, before you were ever born. He understood your thoughts afar off. Doesn't necessarily mean he's in heaven and I'm here and he understand. Before, from eternity. Before you were formed, we were formed in our mother's womb. He understand our thoughts. And don't forget that a lot of our thoughts is vain. Vain thoughts. Remember we had that scripture? From Jeremiah. How long will you let the vain thoughts be in you? The thoughts are thoughts of vanity. And God says that his thoughts are not our thoughts. But just don't stop there. You have to get rid of your thoughts. We have to get rid of our thoughts and then let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. See, we have to get the mind of God, the mind of Jesus. And he says that thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. And art acquainted with all my ways. Everything about you, God knows. He knows everything about us. For there is not a word, this is powerful, isn't it? There's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. So be careful of those words. He weighs them, actions. And, you know, people fire off at God, use strong words against the Lord. I mean, if you see that you're just the clay and he's the potter and he used strong words. But like this vase down here, okay, you have no more life than this vase has. See, this was made for a purpose. And so you and I, we were made for a purpose. This flower pot is fulfilling its purpose. And verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Okay? God knows you. He surrounds you, past your present, your future. Said such knowledge. Think of that now. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither? This is good. Whither shall I go? Where you go? Said, I'm not going to go to church tonight. You're hiding. I'm going to skip church tonight. Well, I'm not coming tonight. But you don't understand. Where are you going to go from his spirit? Well, I'm just going to stay home. Church too often. I'm not going to go. But you cannot flee from his spirit. You might not go in body, but He knows everything about you. See, so when it comes to God, we are fighting a losing battle when we resist Him. There's no way you can win. He says that, whither shall I? He said, but I control my life. Well, He controls even rebels. See, when I resist the Spirit, then I become a rebel. You cannot resist the Spirit of God and be prosperous. You say, but oh, I have a job, I have some money. You call that prosperity. That's not prosperity. Prosperity is not in what you have in this natural life. Okay? Because when Jesus returned, He's not coming back for your house or your car. Did you know that? The Lord's not coming back for your bank account. When He returns, He's not going to ask you what school you went to, what country you were. He doesn't care what color you are. He's coming back for you.
Amen.
And the condition of our hearts. And you got to be in a place like Mary. My soul doeth magnify the Lord. Is your soul magnifying the Lord? And my spirit rejoice in God my Savior. See, that's where God wants to come and find us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. See, He doesn't want to come and there's a war and rebellion between you and God. See, you have to settle that account right now. Before you die, you have to settle it. Where when God returned, send His Son back to this earth, there's peace.
Amen?
There's peace. What verse is it? Verse? Are you paying attention? Verse 7. Whither shall I go from His? From thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Can you tell me where? You stay, like I said, you stay home? Or you, He knows you. He knows the heart that you choose to go to this place instead of the house of God. See, you haven't reached the place that David yet. I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of God. See, and we many times pride in this little body of flesh, this little body of clay. What you got? And it's only dust. And that's if you know the story in the garden, the Lord told the devil, feed on dust. Amen. What do you think that? You mean dust shall be the serpent meat? You mean that dust? No, it's the human nature. Amen. And that's why sometimes your person feel that rebellion inside. And they think, well, that's just me, but it's not just you. It's the devil having a meal.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Or come many times you can't lift your hands and praise the Lord. And you find yourself getting in the same feelings. Have you ever checked that out? Certain things, you get the same feeling. Have you ever tried to pick up your Bible and read it, and you're going to spend a time, and then something happened, and you never get around to it? See, because the purpose of the devil is to stop you from reaching the goal, to stop you from reaching and fighting a good fight. That's why down the road I'm going to get on this series on about the old armor of God. We're going to get into that.
Amen.
So we want to get into that, not right now, but later. Because you're in a fight. You say, but I'm not fighting. It doesn't matter if you fight or not. The devil is fighting you. And he's out to destroy you. He doesn't love you. He doesn't love you. And He will give you everything the world has. That's what He did to Jesus. He's trying to do. He said, all the kingdoms of this world, they're mine. I'll give them to you if you will just fall down and worship me. I'll give them to you. The devil, he check him out. He doesn't want them. He doesn't want them. Because he knows that those are coming to an end. See? The beautiful things of this world, they I wish I could have that. Oh, and when you get there and you get it, you find out, there's no satisfaction there. There's no joy. Because if you, it doesn't matter what you have, because joy and happiness doesn't come from what you have. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that they possess, but it's in the Word of God. It's in faith of Jesus Christ. Okay, so verse 8. Then it goes on. Remember the verse 7 said, where can I go from His presence? Where? Nowhere. Then now it begins to give us an insight. You see, because it asked the question, and now it's a hard question. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, begin to answer this question for us. Okay, if. See that little word, if? That's big. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You mean that God is in hell? That's what the Bible said. That's what the Bible said. Anywhere you go, He's there. And He says that the devil didn't create hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. And he's going to go there. It's a place where was created for the devil and his angels. So the Bible said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the outermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me up. See, God knows everything. He's everywhere. The Holy Ghost, present? He's everywhere, all powerful, all knowing. God, the God who you serve. So, He's present. Yes. Anywhere you go, He's there. So, in verse 10, is it? 11 now says, if I say, now your heart now, if I say in your heart, it's in your heart. See, it deals with everything. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me. No, nobody's seeing me. Nobody knows. Nobody can read my thoughts. Oh, I can do this and I can get away with it because nobody knows. Oh, that little church, I can just fool them. They're not that smart. They're not intelligent. You see, you're the one that's not intelligent because you're looking at the people. You're not looking at the Holy Spirit. See, you don't see the Holy Spirit. Whither shall I flee from His Spirit? That's what it's talking about. Not from the people. Nobody has to be there. It's the presence of God. God knows your thoughts. There's not a thing, a thought about us that God doesn't know. God knows deep down in your heart whether you love Him or you're just pretending. He knows how much you love Him. He said to, was it Simon? Lovest thou me more than these? God knows when we lift our hands up if it's sincere. Do you understand now? Nobody can fool God. Nobody can get into heaven or in the kingdom of God by using their brains. Nobody gets in. It's a surrendered life that God is looking for. So, where can you go from His presence? Then verse, if you said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me. Nobody will ever know what I'm doing, my thoughts. No, this is in my thoughts. So nobody knows. It's just in my thoughts. If I said, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night, notice the darkness, but even the night shall be light about me. I mean the night. You know how it is hard to find something in the dark. Okay? But to God, the darkness is as light. The hidden thoughts of our hearts is open. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not. Ah, so you might hide from the pastor. Somebody said, I'm hiding from the pastor. I don't want to show up. You know, you take a shortcut away from the pastor. But you're not running from the pastor. Because you're trying to run away from the pastor. And who's standing before you? The Holy Ghost. Yeah, right there. Oh, now. And bring a conviction in your heart. And you slip away quick so you don't have to shake the pastor's hand. Oh, I got away. No, you did not. And right then in your car, your conscience. Because inside of you, you got a book. Amen. Inside your conscience, everything is written down. He says that, he says, yea, the darkness hide it not from thee. But the night, look at this. The night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. It doesn't matter. The darkness, come on, shout. The darkness and the night, the darkness, the day, it's just the same. So where are you going to go? Who are you hiding from? So, you know, you pretend or make believe, but you're hiding from the wrong people. Because they might not know, and many times they know. Because the Spirit knows, so he's going to show somebody that has discerning. So, you're the one that's in the dark. Okay, because you're still in the dark, but they're in the light because they know about you. The Holy Ghost, you know something? The Holy Ghost tells them. Have you read in the Bible? Where the Holy Spirit tells told Moses and Aaron that even the next day what Pharaoh was going to do. He says he's going to go down to the river at a certain time. And God knows when you're going to skip church at certain time, certain day. And you plan for it. Hey. Oh Lord, I you understand, I didn't really know. God knows you know. Amen. Amen. The night is light. With God there's no darkness. He sees everything. So who are we hiding from? Who are you hiding from? And he knows the very words, every word in your thoughts. He sees them from afar. God knows everything about us before we were ever created. Verse 13, is it? For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me. Where? So that blanket. Isn't God awesome? Amen. You didn't know babies have a blanket. God takes care of that child before. So when you hold that child back and say, I'm going to do one of you. I plan for that child and that's my child. Really? Why didn't you give your child a blanket before they were born? They get cold too. So that's why the Lord says, right? The scripture said right there that the Lord covers you. Where? Come on, where? That little baby's got a blanket right there. He's got food. He's got everything inside. God made it possible that child can breathe or whatever. It lives, it's alive, heart beats. You're not listening. You're not shouting. Huh? God knows that child before it was born. And you and I, you belong to Jesus. So when you take your life and messed it up with drugs and all of that, you were not made for drugs and alcohol and all of that junk. Amen?
Amen.
You get off that stuff. Amen. Clean up and live for Jesus Christ. You got to get that system out, those stuff out of your system, and live for Jesus. You said, but I can't do it. Yes, you can. If you want to. But many times, a lot of people don't want to. They like attention. But you need to get off that stuff.
Amen.
If you're on it. Amen. You got to give it up. It will destroy you.
Yeah.
We don't belong to ourselves. Right. We have to repent.
Yeah.
And he'll forgive us. And turn. And he will forgive us. Because you get messed up your mind. You mess up your mind. You blow your mind. And what's going to happen to you when you, You put all that stuff in your brains. And you lost your mind. Look, life is meant to be enjoyed. And life is wonderful. And it's good to serve God. And you, listen. You want to get high? Huh? Get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You want to get drunk? Get drunk on the Holy Ghost. Amen. You want to shoot up yourself? Come on. You get a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. Get off that stuff. Put it away. And you go around, and your little face all screwed up. You mess up your face. If you ever see you're ugly when you're on that stuff. And you're trying to stay away, but something overcome you. But I know a man called Jesus that's greater. And when he comes in your life and you surrender to him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. But I can't help it. Don't walk in the ways of the ungodly.
Amen.
Amen. No, why did I get on that? But see, it'll kill you. It will destroy you. Shorten your life. You want to die? But that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're killing yourself. You're destroying yourself. You better start picking out your coffin. Because you're going to die. You want to be in a coffin? Casket? Your funeral? You start getting a burying lot because you're going to die. That thing will kill you. Are you all looking out, sitting at me, quiet? You can't, you waste your life. Not, come on, sober up. And get that Spirit of God working in your life. Let the Holy Ghost drain it out of you. Hey, don't play games with the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost drain that junk out of your life. I mean, many times people can have a good job and they throw it away for drunk. Look, listen. That little powder stuff. Okay? They got all the, but I'm talking about, and it gets in your, inside of you, it's not white anymore. It's not white. And it's not cool. Because you're dead. You end up under a bridge dead or something like that. Come on. Jesus can set you free tonight. Tonight you can make a covenant. You listen. Aren't you tired of being all messed up. Amen. And you go around like a fool. Yeah. Mm? And everybody just laugh at you. That's what they do. You think they're smiling with you and happy? When they laugh, but they, up there. There ain't nothing up there. There ain't nothing up there. They blow it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, nobody care for me because you don't care for yourself. And if you don't care for yourself, who's going to care for you? Hmm? And you get locked up in a house to be sober. Let me tell you something. You get shut up in the Word of God and you'll see the difference. You get the Holy Ghost shut you up inside. Oh, you're not listening, are you? You let the Holy Ghost come over you. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow you. The Bible said, in His presence is fullness of joy. You want joy? You want to get high? Get the Holy Ghost. Come on, get the Holy Ghost. You ought to just begin to spit that thing out of you. Throw it away. If you got any. Well, I take to make me feel good. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make you feel good. You're destroying yourself. Hmm? Day after day after day after day. You're working for the druggy man. And he don't mind giving you because you're his paycheck. And as soon as you get him, you have a run or do something. Hmm? Come on. Then you forget about your relatives, your mother, your daughter, your father, whoever you are. You just... You waste your life. You never be able to hold a good job. And you drive and the cops find drugs in your car. What do you think they're going to do with you? They're going to smile and say, oh, that's okay. It's not your problem. I know somebody put it in there. You're going to jail. J-A-I-L is jail, prison. Okay? And you get what color suit? You get an orange suit. I'd rather have a black suit and tie on than an orange suit. Coming to church. You're not listening what I'm saying. Are you listening what I'm saying? Trust me. I'd rather be free to pick up a McDonald's anytime I want to than to be taking a little plate in chains. Drugs, unless it's prescribed, it's still drugs. It's dangerous. And it's given to you by a doctor. And then you have to stay. If the doctor tells you take one in the morning and one in the night, don't take two in the morning and three in the night. It is still drugs. Don't lie to yourself. Hey. When you go to church or wherever you go, you want to be sober. You want to know what's happening. Don't you? I said, don't you? Answer me, don't you? Aren't you tired of drugs? Huh? Give it up. How? By surrendering to Jesus, knowing that He knows everything about you. You cannot even, listen. He sees you, even the darkness. When you slip in that back alley, the darkness is light. Yeah. You say, nobody sees me. Yes, they do. Have you read that? Yeah. Even the darkness is light. When you go back and said, I tell you what, I don't drive up to my house. Go around the back alley there. I don't want nobody to see me. You just deceive yourself because God sees you. Yeah. I said, you're not shouting. The Holy Ghost sees you. So what do? It's best to walk straight. It's best to give it up. It's best to ask the Lord for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost touch you. Get deliverance. Break the power of the devil. And if you get delivered, before you know it, the sweetness of that deliverance, you'll be looking for one of your cousins to bring them to church. That's it. Sweetness is in Jesus Christ, not in drugs. If you know the death rate, how many people die, you know when you get hooked on that stuff. Like I said, when you pass that funeral parlor, they probably be so drunk up you don't even know. A person on drugs, they don't even know. Come on. It's not good. Not good for you at all. I don't know if anybody in here is on drugs. I don't know. It's a message that just came to me. But if you are, deep down, if you are, and you're going to leave church and go over and shoot it up. Why don't you get shot up now by the Holy Ghost? Why don't you let the Holy Ghost shoot you up right now? You want to get high? Let the Holy Ghost touch you tonight. I mean, there's some people love drugs so much that even the doctor is afraid to give them drugs. They'll overdose. Because when you lean on it and you think that's your help, well, I got a lot of pain. I know something. When you begin to praise God and get the Holy Ghost and get a touch from God, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want drugs. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want drugs. He provides a table before me without drugs. Get it out of your system. Well, pastor is preaching about drugs. It's about time. I said it's about time. I said it's about time. You don't want, listen. What's your name? My name is Johnny. My name is Susan. I'm just using those names. Okay? They come in my mind. Well, you don't want to be called Johnny the Druggy. You already have a head. Jesus, not a drug head. Let Jesus have control. Let the Holy Ghost have control over your life. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Eh? When are you going to give it up? If you're on it, when are you going to give it up? It will find you out. You can't cover it. You can't. Well, he said, I'm going to take it under my coat. Nobody, I take my shot so nobody can see the marks. But your face shows it. The face is the mirror of the soul. And you can't hide it very long. Because you might try to hide it, but it doesn't stay quiet. It likes to reveal itself. Because there's a spirit behind it. That's why you ask the Lord to come into my heart. Come into your heart. I said, Jesus, take it away from me. I give these things up. I love you. I'm not going to miss church. I come to church. I repent of my sins. Are you listening now? I said, are you listening tonight? Huh? Are you listening tonight? The devil is a liar. Satan, you're not going to have dominion over me. I'm free. Jesus has set me free. I'm delivered. I'm set free. It says, I like this. It says, the darkness is like light. So when you're pushing that stuff and snorting and sniffing and chewing, aren't you tired of spitting and chewing? And aren't you tired of just don't even know when you go to bed because you pass out? You want to live a sober life. You can end up parking a car on the side of the road. You don't even know what you're doing. That's not a life. Y'all don't look at me like that. Like. It's in the Bible. only knows what's in the dark. D-A-R-K. D-A-R-K-D-R-U-G-S. Hiding. Nobody won't know. Yes, they will. Now, I didn't plan to get on that. We're talking about covering you from your mother's womb, knowing everything, provide a blanket for you. If God provide a blanket for you and take such good, don't you think it's about time you say thank you, Lord? And I will praise thee, for I am here, fearfully and wonderfully made. And you want to destroy that body? I don't know if you take drugs, but if you do, you ought to say, "My, don't let nobody know," but in your heart, you're whispering it. I say, "God, I repent. I repent. Save me. Because if not, that will destroy you." I will praise thee. That's what you ought to do. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And that my soul, look at that, my soul know it right well. My substance here. No, notice here, substance. He already have a substance for you. So why you want another substance? Substance. You're trying to make, he already made you in his fearfully and wonderfully. You're not listening. See that? That's a problem. You're not listening. Why aren't you listening? Oh, did I say something wrong?
No.
You said, but you see the word substance? Substance abuse? But you also mix up. You don't know that he already have a substance for you.
Amen.
So why do you want to mix up the substance that God has given you with another substance?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why? He already made you out of a substance like the Son of God.
Amen.
Bone of his bone. Flesh of his flesh. He made us in his likeness and in his image. Why are you looking for another substance? Huh? Substance abuse. You want to abuse something and you can't really shoot yourself up with the word of God as much as you want to. Praise him. That's what the Bible said. I will praise the Lord at all times. That's getting high. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul. Come on and you praise him. You lift your hands up. And praise him. Come on now. I don't know. I'm not saying anybody here. It's a message. He's using it. But if I don't see you the next service bright and early Sunday morning, then you give me thoughts. You might have run away from the message. You don't want to give up that substance. But I'm introducing you to another substance. That's the substance of the Holy Ghost. You ought to say amen.
Amen.
That's the real substance that's going to make you in the image of God and not in the image of Satan. You say, Pastor, I'm not on it, but I know somebody. Pray for them. And God, pray God lead you to talk to them.
Amen.
Verse 15. My substance, look at it. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously. You see, look at, see, God made you in secret. All right? But it's different. This secret is different from the druggie that meet you in secret around the block. He made you already in secret, but the druggie meet you around the corner to unmake you, to destroy you. Yeah. You're not listening? Huh? You're not listening? And when that junk gets in your system, it's hard to get out. Only the Holy Ghost. Amen? And I'm not against taking steps of deliverance. But I know a man tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost that can break the power of the devil just like that. I know a man that can set you free. His name is Jesus. I will praise thee. 14, is it? For I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. Some of you are not even reading. Eh? My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought where? In the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, and being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned as yet there was, look at that, there was none of you, you wasn't even around, and yet still God had all your parts laid out. Amen. Why are you looking for other parts? Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you die a child of God, let them call you a child of God, die on Jesus' side and not on the side of the drugs. Amen. Look at all that God did for you. Why are you going to just throw it away?
That's right.
How beautiful you were made. And you take it and give it to the devil. The devil is a liar. You do not belong to the devil. Right. Nobody here belongs to the devil. Right. We belong to Jesus. Somebody shout. Amen. Raise your hands and say, glory. Verse 17. Are precious. Also, look at it. Are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, notice, I'm still with thee. So why are you looking for another companion when you wake up? Huh? Well, I gotta roll my little cigarette. Oh my God! And you look over there. You didn't got nothing, so you pick your phone up and you call up the little. You got any substance? You already have the substance. God already make you. Did you read the Bible? Come on! I said, did you read the Bible? Don't. Did you read the Bible? The substance is there. You're already complete. All your substance. Well, why do you look for some more substance? Huh? He already complete you. Why are you trying to undo it? Well, I want to get high. He ascended on high to bring you higher, to lead captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Why don't you take the deliverance that Jesus has for you tonight? You live and die a Christian instead of live and die a druggie. You tell the devil it's gone, it's over, it's done. I'm free. Tell the devil that. Open your mouth, and say, devil, you're a liar. Don't sit there and mad with the pastor, druggie. I'm not to be blamed. I'm trying to help you tonight. Amen. And if you ever know that, I never even thought of this message. That's a brand new one. Amen. I never thought of that. It's just brand new. I opened my Bible and Psalm 139, and then, oh, look at it. He put that. Never thought of that. I could have get a druggy message. There's two substance, but you already have the right one. Satisfied with that, with the substance you have. Don't go look for another one. We are complete in him. Let me begin to wind this down. Are you still there? Do you still love the pastor? Can you still shout? It's time to get delivered. Verse. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. That's what happened. These are bloody people that push, destroy you. And God said, I'm going to kill them off. That's what the Lord said. Say, I'm going to kill them all. So I'm not saying anybody's doing it, but it's a message that God gave me. And show me to preach it tonight, even before I ever thought of that. I got this on my feet. But God said, I'm going to kill them. But make sure when God kill them, they don't fall on top of you.
Amen.
Drugs will kill you. And God don't like it. He called them bloody men. That's what they do. They take your blood. Destroy a lot of family, a lot of homes. Verse, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. That's how you ought to feel like David did, like the psalmist did. You hate that stuff. Those that destroy little kids, pushing it, destroy mom and dad, break up family, break up your life. No doubt some people would have a better graduation and better education, but they destroy it. And instead of going to college or whatever, they're there shooting up. Search me. That's it. Hold on. Wait. Search me. That means get in my pocket. Are you not listening? Yeah, in your heart, but in your pocket. Search me. Look in your pocket, in your pocketbook, in your wallet. Search me, Lord. Search your coat. Are you sitting there looking at me all funny like that? Huh? Search me. I bet you can't tell him to search you. Search me, Lord. And see if there's any drugs in there. I'm not talking about prescribed drugs now. I'm talking about the one that the wicked and bloody men gave you. The one around the corner in the darkness. Search me, O Lord. I mean, and they save you a lot of trouble, they think, because they already have it packaged and wrapped up. And they slip it into you, and you put it, and God, tell the Lord, search me, O God. Yes. Look in my wallet, my pocketbook, my coat, Amen. Even in my socks. Amen. Look under my tongue. Amen. Search me. Amen. And see if there's any wicked things in me. Amen. And God gave me this message. On my feet. How, you know, people will say, I'm a pastor. Don't forget, I'm a pastor. How people look at me and say, oh, pastor knows something about me. I know a lot about you. How come pastor's talking about me, and the pastor's not even talking about you? Stop, because, you know. And yet you're one of them, but you're not all. Well, pastor's preaching at me because I told pastor something. You don't know many things, pastor, no. Don't forget, I watch TV. You think you're the only one that watch TV? I watch TV. I know what's going on in society. You see, but I forgot that little song in Jamaica that I forget all the words, but it says if the shoe fit you, wear it. So if the message fit you, you look in your coat pocket and make sure now. If you ever use drugs, you better go home and check every coat pocket you've got, because you might make mistake one of these days. I'll throw you off of it. You might make mistake and put it on, and boom, a cop come out and decide to search you. Well, don't, officer, don't search me, but a lot of time God allow him to search me. Why do you think they have a search party and sniff? Sniff and search. So you get out of that stuff, make sure everything is clean. Clean your handbag. Send your handbag to the cleaner. I better stop, because you're not going to give an offering tonight, do you? You're not going to give an offering tonight. We can just keep the offering then, if you go home and think about that. Search me, oh God. I bet you can't tell him to search you and see all the wicked ways. Look in my pocket, Lord. I look everywhere, Lord. Look in my shoes. Look under the bed. I mean, you're going to check the bed, under the pillowcase. Look, check the little crevices in your roof. You hide it. God knows, though. You hide it, but God knows. And sometimes we have pets and we wonder why the pets are so restless. And if the dogs don't like it, search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me, Lord. Try me. Search me, try me. That means when somebody tried to offer me something, I don't even walk there. I says no. When the devil put that thought, it's trying you. And you say no to it. And see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the ways everlasting. Somebody give it up.